We're doing Mishlei. We're up to the 27th chapter, and as per your request, I'll read it with the tune. Al titalel biyom machar, ki lo teida ma yeled yom. Shlomo Melech tells us a person shouldn't take pride today with something that he anticipates will be tomorrow, for you do not know what will come in the upcoming day. Tomorrow you think you'll accomplish this. You think you'll be able to do that. Don't be so certain about tomorrow, taking pride in tomorrow's accomplishments, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Yehalilcha zar v'lo fiicha nochri ve'al sefatecha. Shlomo HaMelech says, others should praise you, not your own mouth. Let a stranger praise you, but not your own lips. And that's why when you go for a job interview, the correct thing is to have someone else call in advance and speak your praise, or have someone else write a letter of recommendation for you to come in and say, I am this, and I am that, and I do this, and I do that. Shlomo HaMelech says, no. Yalelcha zar v'lo ficha. May a stranger praise you, and not your own mouth. Nochli, someone who's not yourself, someone else. V'al sefatecha, but not your own lips. Pasuk Gimel. Kovid evin, v'neitel hachol, v'chas evil, kaved mishenehim. If you have the weight of a heavy stone, you have the weight of sand, you're a soldier, you know what it means to carry sacks of sand. But, says Shlomo HaMelech, the anger of a fool is heavier than both. So the simple understanding, according to Pshat, is never underestimate what a fool might do out of anger. When the fool gets angry, you should know that holding up his weight can be worse than holding up stones and sand. It could be the weightiest thing in the world. But Chazal tell us that Shlomo HaMelech was referring to the anger that a fool angers God. That the fool in his foolish ways causes God to be angry, and God is angry, so to speak, at the world. Pasuk Dalet. Achziriyut chayma v'sheitef aha umi yamod lifnei kina. Shlomo HaMelech says, Achziriyut chayma. Anger can bring a person to cruelty. When a person gets angry, he could see someone fall and say, good, you deserved it. I'm happy you lost your job. I'm happy you fell down the steps. Out of anger, a person can reach levels of cruelty. V'shetef af. And shetef af, the anger can also lead a person to wash away umi yamod lifnei kina, and who could stand next to someone who is zealous, someone who's always taking revenge? How could he stand up next to him? If a person's always keeping a scorecard, a tally, oh, you did this, I'll still get you for that, who could stand up to such a person? These are things a person has to remember as a spouse, as a parent. They're chema and af and kina. Chema is one form of anger. Af is another form of anger. One stems from inside, one stems from outside. There are different types of anger. There's an anger that boils from within. There's an anger that comes from outside. A person starts yelling and it's a volcano. It's all red in the face. And then there's just a revengeful person, a person who always takes revenge. So Shlomo HaMelech says these three, who could stand up? They're very destructive. They lead a person to the worst traits. He loses his humanity. He could become a very cruel person. Pasuk Hei.
I didn't understand what it was, but
shetef
af,
you
said shetef af before someone to wash away? I didn't understand what you mean by that.
Ha'af, shotef. Ha'af, the anger, is shetef. It could just wipe someone off the slate. It could erase a person off the map. Meaning a person lets his anger get the better of him, so he could be willing to bump him off. Yeah. So there are two types of anger. Kina is zealousness. As a person who takes revenge. Chema is internal anger, that a person retains hatred. Af is external anger. He's yelling. I went by a store owner. I asked him for a second bag to pick up the rugelach so my hands wouldn't get dirty. So the guy starts yelling at me, "What do you want two bags for? How much are you going to buy? What's it worth giving you two bags for? I'm going to give you two bags." 2 seconds later, he was smiling. It was all external. That's af. He's yelling at me on the outside. That's kas. But it's all external. There are two types of anger. sometimes external anger does not have internal anger. A person can sometimes show anger and speak angrily, and sometimes it could lead to internal anger. But it's a show. And sometimes a person puts on a show. Sometimes we have to put on a show. Chazal said they're both wrong. Baal kas, baal af, a person who has external anger, internal anger, it's a problem. We don't approve of that. You have people who you rub them the wrong way, they start yelling at you. What'd you cut me in line for? Okay, that's not right. You can have it between spouses. A guy yells at his wife, she yells at him. 5 minutes later, they're lovey-dovey. Chazal say it's still wrong. So that's kas, that's external. Chema is internal. He's holding on to the hatred and it's boiling inside of him. That's chema. Now that internal anger, that's achzariyu. That could very easily lead a person to cruelty. Again? Af and kas are the same direction. It could be the general term, kas. But kas is also the reference to the specific, which is similar to af. It's external. Right? Excellent. You're 100% right.
What would be then the difference between af and kas?
I don't know.
So for now you're saying af is like external show.
Af is external, right?
And kas, for now,
kas is the general term. And the more specific, we'll have to explore a different time. I don't know. Pasuk 8. Tova tochachat megula me'ahava mesutaret. When a person gives revealed rebuke, but it stems from hidden love, that is good. It's good to get rebuke that's open and direct when it stems from hidden love. When the guy is rebuking you, you don't feel love. You feel, oh, he's fighting me. Tochachat is like vikuach. It's argumentative. What are you telling me I did wrong? But if it stems from love, then it's good. Most often rebuke stems from a person loving himself. It is rare that rebuke stems from you're really caring about someone else. Very often it stems from ego. Very often it stems from the fact that what he's doing is bothering me. But it's rare that rebuke really stems from love, because if it stemmed from love, one would invest the thought to do it correctly in the right time with the right tone of voice. If we only rebuked from true love, then the rebuke would be heard differently. But the fact that we rebuke, and it has nothing to do with love, it has to do with our ego, that we enjoy putting someone else down, it has to do with the fact that he's bugging me, and I think I'm in the right. So then, that's not the rebuke he's talking about. Then it really arouses fights. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, rebuke that's revealed, that's open, but stems from the love that's hidden, that is good. Pasuk Vav, Ne'emanim, Pitz'ei Ohev, V'na'atarot, Neshikot Sonei. The wounding of a person who loves, ne'emanim, is good, is trustworthy. Even though it seems like he's wounding, it must be for his benefit. The guy comes and he helps him let blood. He gives him a shot. So right now, ow, you hurt me, you stung me. Yeah, but if I love you, then it's for your benefit. A parent will sometimes take the kid for a shot The kid's like, what'd you bring me here for, Dad? You can trust that when a lover, someone who loves you, wounds you, it's for your benefit. V'na'atarot. And they are superfluous. They just look big. Nishikot, the kisses of Sonei, the enemy. The enemy could be kissing you and at the same time sticking a knife in your back, giving you a million germs. It's all superfluous. We don't need it. We don't want it. Pasuk Zayin. Nefesh siveya tavus nofit v'nefesh re'eva kol mar matok. Nefesh siveya. That's for you. You're welcome to take some. It's got chocolate in there. If you have a soul that's satiated, so then even when you give it something sweet, he feels like you're fattening me up, it's too much, I can't handle anymore. Nefesh siveya, a heart that's satiated, tavus, he feels like you're just giving me too much. Nofet, even sweet things. Venefesh reiva, but a soul that's hungry, kolmar, even everything that's bitter, matok is sweet. When you're hungry, everything's sweet. When you're full, then everything is too much. Now this, on the simple level, is talking about food. On the deeper level, it's talking about learning. If you enter a shir and you feel like you know everything, so then what's he ever going to teach you? Ah, who has koach to learn? But if you enter a shir and you're hungry, you want to learn, you'll find what to learn in everything that's said. A lot of it's a question of attitude. Oh, so good that you came. You came just in time to hear this pasuk. Pasuk Chet. Kitzipor, nodedet min kinah, like a bird that goes away from its nest. Ken ish, noded mi mekomo. The trap over here is revia. I don't remember how to do it now. Ken ish noded mi mekomo. So too is a person who is going away from his place. When a person has to leave his place, so he's like a bird that's away from the nest. He could stand on things. He could sit on things. He could rest on things. But it's not home. When a person has to leave his home, he's traveling from home. So it's like a bird who's left its nest. Chazal tell us this is a reference to a Talmid Chacham who leaves his learning. If you stop reviewing, stop learning. So yeah, you could stop here, you could stop there. You're never home. You could learn this in college and that in college, but it's not home till you come and you learn Torah. It's just not going to be the same. Ask all the guys who left Machon Meir. When they come back, they say, ah, I'm home. It's a breath of fresh air. When you're here, you take it for granted. But when you leave and suddenly you start learning in other places, you learn this profession, you learn that theory, it's all important. But at the end of the day, it's not home. The Beis Medrash, that's home. Shemen uktoret yisamach lev umetek reyeyu me'atzat nafesh. If we could go back to the previous pasuk, it's interesting, just this morning I spoke to a guy who heard our class for Gerim. The guy told me, you said in the class that a ger very often misses his home. And he left Machon Meir. Right now he's back where his parents live, somewhere out in non-Jewish territory. And he told me, you should know I'm here already months. And I miss home. I miss home. Home was back in Machon Meir. I might be in my parents' home, but I'm not home. Pasuk Tet, Shemen Uktore, oil and incense, Yisamach Lev, they make the heart happy, Umetek Re'eyu, and someone who has a friend who's sweet to him, he speaks good to him, that's Me'atzat Nafesh. That's even better than what his own soul tells him. Sometimes you think, what I tell myself, what's better than that? I'm with myself. No, a good friend, a friend who's sweet, a friend who really likes one, that's even better than a person's own self sometimes. When we're with ourselves, we're limited. And sometimes we're not so happy with ourselves. But when you have a good friend, and your good friend is happy to see you, and he speaks sweetly, that's even better than a person's own advice. And Chazal said that this is talking about umetek re'eu, someone who fixes his actions so that they're sweet before Hashem. It's better than atzat nafesh, than what his soul advises him. His soul says, go on the town, have a beer, go do a million things that the soul, the nefesh, that which can be the nefesh ba'mi, the physical aspects of the human desires. But isn't the nefesh? Were you in Dov's minute yesterday? What did we say about the five components of life? Ah, so go look back at what we said about nefesh. So the nefesh can be a reference to a person's own material desires. A person's material desires are not, they don't come close to metek re'eu, the sweetening of his friend, when a person fixes what he does to be mitukan. Metek re'eu is, in this understanding, mitukan for re'eu, for his friend, for Hashem. That's much better than atzat nafesh, than the way his nefesh tries to lead him. And we'll conclude for tonight with Pasuk Yud. Re'acha v're'a avicha al ta'azov uveit achicha al tavo v'yom eidecha tov shachin karov meyach rachok. Your friend and your father's friend, don't leave. People who are your father's friend will treat you well, even though they don't know you, but you're the son of so-and-so. Shlomo HaMelech says, hold on to them. And don't go to your brother, to his house, on the day that you're broken. When things are horrible, don't go to your brother's house then. A close neighbor is better than a distant brother. What's Shlomo HaMelech telling us? If you have a friend who likes you, he liked your father, and it looks like there's really good relationship, Shlomo HaMelech says, don't leave a friend like that. Don't assume, if things go bad, I'll go to my brother's house. I don't need to maintain that friendship. What do I need it for? Call the guy, wish him a good Yom Tov. I'll call the guy, I'll hear how he's doing. What do I need to invest this, in this relationship for? Worst comes to worst, when things go bad, I'll go to my brother. Shlomo HaMelech says, no. Don't let go of that friend if he was a friend of yours and a friend of your father's. And don't assume you could go to your brother's house if things go bad. Don't go to your brother's house if things go bad. Why? Because Tov Shachin Karov Meyach Rachok. Because if you have a neighbor, if you have a friend, if you have a relation with someone that's close, that's better than a brother that's far away. A brother that's far, you can't necessarily rely on him. He's in his own world. So far over here doesn't have to mean physical distance. Sometimes two people could be sitting next to one another and they're very far from one another. Shlomo HaMelech says a friend is a friend. Theoretically, your brother should be someone you could rely on. But you can't assume that he is. How many times do we see this? When there's a Yerusha, when there's an inheritance, the whole family breaks up over it. Shlomo HaMelech says, you have a friend. You have a friend who's been loyal to the family. It's already second generation. Hold on to him. Don't assume you're going to go to your brother when things go bad. Chazal tell us this pasuk is talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who's the friend? My friend, my father's friend, Hashem. He's called our friend. He's called the friend of our parents. Don't leave him. And if you do, Shlomo HaMelech warns, then things will go bad. And when things go bad, you might be tempted to rely on your peace treaty with Jordan, on your peace treaty with Egypt, on your big brother in America. Shlomo HaMelech says, uveit achicha, and the house of your brother, al tavo biyom edecha, don't go when things go bad. Don't think that, well, if we have problems with this nation, we'll just rely on our peace treaty with America or some other nation. Shlomo HaMelech says, no. When your day is bad, don't go to your brother. Tov shachen karov me'ach rachok. It's better Hashem's Shechina that's really close to us than that brother who's really so far from us.